This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A Marshall Project review of thousands of court documents, federal records, and local news articles and interviews with more than 50 current or former guards and executives reveals a pattern of prisoner abuse and neglect in an industry that operates with almost no oversight. The largest and among the worst is the Tennessee-based Prisoner Transportation Service. Prime Minister Tony Blair of Britain went to war alongside the United States in Iraq in 2003 on the basis of flawed intelligence that went unchallenged, a shaky legal rationale, inadequate preparation, and exaggerated public statements, and an independent inquiry into the war concluded in a report published recently. Hillary Clinton says she plans to eliminate tuition at in-state public colleges for families with incomes under $125,000. Bernie Sanders and his allies have sought to push Mrs. Clinton to the left on a number of similar fronts. Nearly 20% of the American workforce in many cities, as well as in California and New York, is now covered by $15 an hour minimum wage laws, up from none as recently as 2013. There are pending bills and ballot measures for $15 in Connecticut, Baltimore, Minneapolis, and Montgomery County, Maryland. Earned Income Tax Credit, EITC, paid benefits to 27.5 million low-income workers in 2014. Dozens of countries, including the 28 members of the European Union and Australia, already require labeling for genetically modified foods. Researchers have found that labels do not dissuade people from consuming genetically engineered food, which has been a big worry of farm groups and businesses. It's no surprise, then, that some companies, like Campbell's Soup, have voluntarily agreed to label their products. Five Dallas police officers were killed by a sniper and others were wounded at the scene of a demonstration protesting the police shootings in Minnesota and Louisiana this week, according to Chief David O'Brown of the Dallas Police. FDA regulators have forbidden Elizabeth Holmes, the chief executive of Theranos, from owning or operating a medical laboratory in a major setback for the embattled blood testing firm. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.